This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. On today's show, what to do when the weight loss honeymoon is over, and how a listener lost weight and lost his depression, and finally, releasing the fear of hunger with EFT. You know what it's like. You find a new program and it's so exciting and you're enthusiastic and you're gung-ho and you're gonna do it all and you've got it. Yeah. And then a week or two or three or a month goes by and you hit a bump on the road and you think, oh my goodness, and you lose track. And then that's the time when perhaps you completely fall off the wagon. Hunger phobia, fear of hunger, is very common, and it is not something that will lead you to being naturally slender, because at the end of the day, hunger is just a feeling. It's just a physical feeling. In order to release the negative emotion, you must feel it. In EFT, in order to release the negative emotion, you must feel it. You must bring it up. This is not true with NLP. It is very much not true with NLP. You can release things with NLP without necessarily feeling them. Today, I'd like to give a special welcome to those who are new to Inside Out Weight Loss. If this is your first episode, I encourage you to go back to the beginning. Listen to the prologue where you'll hear my personal story and why I care so much about eradicating the weight struggle from the planet and enabling you to share your soul's gift. Also, there's a wonderful Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group with over 500 members where you can support and be supported. So I'm glad you're along for the ride today. Welcome. Perhaps you'll find a home here. So let's take a moment to arrive and be present with ourselves, being present to this opportunity, to this time, to tune in and connect. Invite your higher self to the party while you're at it, and if you are so inclined, invite spirit. The more the merrier on this journey, I say. Notice how you're feeling in this moment. Check inside and become present with you. How do you feel physically? How's your body? Is it in motion right now? Enjoy the feeling of your joints moving, of the fluidity of your motion. Enjoy the ability of your body to move. Even if you're resting, you can feel how your lungs fill and empty the air, how that air travels and is pumped by your heart into your bloodstream and goes all the way throughout your body. So much is happening, even if you're at rest, even if you're sitting or lying or on an airplane, walking or running, there's always so much happening in our bodies. So take a moment to appreciate all that our bodies do for us as we dedicate this time to our bodies. And while we're in this place, let's also take a moment to connect with all of the other listeners of this show across space and time. Send them your support and feel theirs as it comes back to you, magnified hundreds of thousands of times over. There is a power of collective intent. So take a moment to visualize other listeners of this show across space and time. Imagine them, and imagine them getting exactly what they want. See the lights inside of them becoming brighter and shining to all of those around them. See their bodies becoming slimmer, fitter, trimmer, and healthier. Imagine that and send that wish and that intent out to the universe and feel it come back to support you. And then while you're at it, let's go ahead and set our intention for this episode. Mine is to enable you to achieve yours. I'd like to share with you a comment from a listener that just came in. His name is Andy, and he writes, "Renee, you have changed my life. Well, my wife walking out after almost 22 years had something to do with it too, but since I found your podcast, I can finally see a future, a bright future. Staying in an unhappy marriage for the benefit of our children led me to a bout with depression that lasted over 15 years. I was your typical depressed person and would eat for comfort or when I was bored. Over the years, this added up to about 40 pounds of excess weight that just compounded the depression because now I was ashamed of how I looked too. Since finding Inside Out Weight Loss, I've lost almost half of the excess weight and am still on track to lose the rest. I feel so much better that I actually look forward to my next chance to get out walking again. Listening to your podcast while I walk has made the walking even more enjoyable. You really are an excellent speaker. I find your voice pleasant and easy to listen to. Thank you for helping this middle-aged man feel young and happy with himself again." And that's signed Andy Duker, writing in from Michigan. Thank you so much, Andy, for sharing that message. It brightened my day, and I love to share it with you. It's so inspiring to hear of these stories of success that others are having. And I also want to make a note here. There's a line here where Andy writes that he's lost almost half of the excess weight and am still on track to lose the rest. Now, when I read that word still, I think, it sounds almost as if he's kind of waiting or he's surprised that he's still on track. And I want to remind all of us about the principle of self-correcting. So, Andy, you have done a phenomenal job. And if you simply focus on your ability to self-correct, to rebalance, even rebalancing or self-correcting emotionally before any eating or exercise behavior changes, or simply by noticing a change in your energy levels, if you at that point go to a place of renewal, engage in an activity, engage with a person, engage with something or someone that renews you, that allows you to come back into balance, then it really doesn't matter if you're always on track. In fact, going off track is part of the program. Remember that airplane that flies from San Francisco to New York? That airplane is never flying in a straight line to the destination. It is always slightly off course. And the way autopilot works, and in fact, real pilots as well, is they're constantly correcting their course, making minor corrections of their course to reach the destination. That's what self-correcting is all about, and that is how you will lose the rest of the excess weight and feel even better in that beautiful, virtuous cycle that you have created for yourself. So thanks so much, Andy, for writing in and sharing those comments. And on that note, I also wanted to take a moment to talk to you about when the weight loss honeymoon is over. You know what it's like. You find a new program and it's so exciting and you're enthusiastic and you're gung-ho and you're going to do it all and you've got it. Yeah. And then a week or two or three or a month goes by and you hit a bump on the road and you think, oh my goodness, and you lose track. And then that's the time when perhaps you completely fall off the wagon. Again, With Inside Out Weight Loss, we self-correct, hopefully before we ever get there. But sometimes we do hit big bumps. It happens to all of us. We hit big bumps, we lose our enthusiasm, and when we lose our enthusiasm, it is a sign that there is something to learn here. When we lose our enthusiasm, when our energy dips, it's a sign that there is something that is called for here. There is something to learn. Because, as my father used to say, remember, it always seems darkest just before it gets pitch black. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong saying that my father had. I love that one. No, it always seems darkest just before the dawn. Yes, that's the right one. In fact, the truth is that bumps precede breakthroughs. And I tell this to all of my private clients, that their bumps precede breakthroughs. And that's why I ask for them to make a commitment. And I suggest to you that you make a commitment to see this program through. Make a commitment for 6 months to see this program through. Make a commitment to this journey. Invest yourself in it. Because by making that commitment, then you make a commitment to yourself and you are promising yourself that when you hit a bump, you will keep coming back. I especially say this to my bulimic clients, because bulimics are, I dare say, notoriously flaky. They get to a bad patch, and sometimes that's the last that you see of them. Now, I apologize if I'm offending anyone here, but in my experience, this is actually a symptom of bulimia. It's a symptom of binge eating, because the binging and the purging cause huge hormonal fluctuations in a lot of the body chemistry, which can cause mood swings. And so when a bad patch happens, then they isolate. And so it's very, very important before I work with anyone that they make that commitment, because I am not interested in helping anyone who is going to drop out the moment that they hit a bump. Why? Because it's completely unfulfilling for me, and it does not help me serve my mission. And it is completely unfulfilling for the person who's working with me. So I make them make a commitment. I say, I don't care what's happening. You show up on your appointment time. I don't care what's happening. You listen to the podcast. You tune in. Because just know, even no matter how bad it gets, just know that that moment when you are at your lowest, you are probably on the precipice of a breakthrough. That a breakthrough is being offered to you. It is available to you. And it is up to you to say, I am here. I'm going to show up and I accept this breakthrough. I accept whatever it is to learn here. And I am moving forward, even if I have a bad patch. And then you pull out your list of how you self-correct. You get on the phone to somebody. You get professional help. You go in nature. You listen to music. Whatever the heck it is, you do it. Maybe you do it all. Whatever it takes, you do it. Because you are claiming your breakthrough. Okay. It's time for us to take a break now to support our sponsors. When we come back, more on EFT and hunger phobia. This is Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio. Environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about breakthroughs being preceded by bumps. And making a commitment to yourself and to the journey. Last episode, we went through an introductory round of emotional freedom technique, on hunger phobia, because so many people that I work with, that I know, that struggle with their weight have learned to be afraid of hunger. I just had an email from someone today who said that in her house, her mother was very strict about only eating at mealtimes, so that by the time she got to the meal, she'd be starving. And so when she had the ability to make her own decisions, made a vow to herself that that would never happen to her again. Hunger phobia, fear of hunger, is very common, and it is not something that will lead you to being naturally slender, because at the end of the day, hunger is just a feeling. It's just a physical feeling. So the round of EFT that we went through last episode was just a taster. It was something to get you used to the technique, to teach you the different tapping points. If you haven't listened to it, you'll want to, because we'll be going more quickly today through the tapping points. Also on the blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, you'll find the link to Gary Craig's website with a whole bunch of resources, as well as my instructions on how to tap through the method that I use. Okay, so let's get ready and do another round of tapping using EFT. I'm just going to guide you through this, and then we'll talk about it a little bit after we've been through the round. So take your left hand, and with your right hand, with the fingertips of your right hand, tap on that karate chop point, the side of your palm on your left hand, and repeat after me. If you're in a place where you can do this out loud, say it out loud, that's best. If not, then say it in your head. Otherwise, people around you may think that you're very odd. But never mind. Here we go. Even though I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I'll die. Just say that. Remember, we're exaggerating here. Even though I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I'll die, I still choose to easily be naturally slender. We'll say this 3 times while tapping on that point. Even though I'm terrified of being hungry because it'll feel like I will die, I still choose to easily be naturally slender. And one more time. Even though I am terrified of being hungry because it feels like I'll die, I still choose to easily be naturally slender. Good. Now, take one of your hands and pat yourself on the head, the crown of your head. Just pat yourself on the crown of the head and say, I am terrified of being hungry because it feels like I'll die. All right, now go just above your inner eyebrows, one hand on each side. I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I'll die. Outer tip of the eyebrows, one hand on each side. I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I'll die. Under the eyes, I am terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Under the nose, one of your hands, I am terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Crease in the chin, I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Under the clavicle bone towards the center, I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Under one of your arms, about 4 inches below the armpit, I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Under the other arm, same place, I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Other karate chop point, I am terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die. Tapping your inner wrist together, I am terrified of being hungry. Back of the palm of the left palm, I am terrified of being hungry. Back of the right palm, but even so, I'm letting all that go because I still choose to easily be naturally slender, and I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Good. Take that deep breath and check inside. Simply notice how you feel. Perhaps you feel energy moving around in there. Perhaps some images or thoughts have come to your mind. And those are the images or thoughts that you want to pay attention to, because they will inform your next round of tapping. In other words, anything that comes to you, anything that especially resonates with you, that is especially emotionally charged, you want to tap on in the next round. The next round could be exactly the same as the previous round, or you could do it on whatever it is that comes up for you. So, for example, having done "I'm terrified of being hungry because it feels like I will die," you might want to go to something else. You might say, well, even though losing weight means hunger and hunger means suffering, and I hate to suffer, you could tap on that. Or perhaps something deeper comes up for you, something like, I realize that I don't believe I deserve to be slender, or I'm afraid of being slender because I'm afraid of the attention that I'll get. Or even though I'm afraid that when I'm slender, people still won't like me, and then what will I do? I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. There's so many ways that you can play with the wording with EFT. And as you do, I want you to remember these principles that will guide the way that you create the wording when you're doing this on your own. And the first principle that I'd like to remind you of is that in order to release the negative emotion, you must feel it. In EFT, in order to release the negative emotion, you must feel it. You must bring it up. This is not true with NLP. It is very much not true with NLP. You can release things with NLP without necessarily feeling them. But with EFT, a lot of letters here, huh? With emotional freedom technique, you must feel the emotion to release it. So while that may be uncomfortable, it is very, very brief when you're bringing it up and very revealing. The great thing about EFT, however, is that when you bring it up, you are releasing it. In contrast to some therapeutic techniques where it's possible to get lost in the pain, it's possible to get lost in the issue, lost in the story. With EFT, you're only bringing it up long enough to release it. And by one round, maybe two, you will have noticed movement. You will have noticed a reduction on that scale of 1 to 10 there where you're rating the intensity of the issue. And you may remember that from last episode. Before you tap on an issue, you want to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 so that you remember how charged it was before. Because once you're done with it, you may forget how charged it was unless you have a number to remind you. So that's the first principle. The second principle is about the positive side. You may have noticed that today, on the positive side, I use the phrase, I still choose to easily be naturally slender. Last week, I used the phrase, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. You can always use the deeply and completely love and accept myself as a default phrase. It works very well, even if it is something that you desire rather than something that's true. You're saying something that you want as opposed to something that is already true. However, it's a really good idea when you can to be a bit more specific and directed in the positive phrase that you say at the end of your tapping. So something like, I still choose to easily be naturally slender, or I still choose to easily release this weight and stay slender are very good options because they create an intent that your subconscious can organize around. So I recommend you play around with some specific positive phrases, particularly the ones that I've just shared. I still choose to easily release this weight and stay slender. I still choose to easily be naturally slender. Because you do, don't you? That brings us to the end of the show today. Thank you for being present. While you're on the blog at www.personallifemedia.com/Renee, getting the resources on emotional freedom technique, you can check out the logo wear available through Cafe Press. Get your Inside Out weight loss journal, coffee mug, or t-shirt to remind you of your commitment to you. And also, as you may know, there are guided journeys available for sale on my site. If you're interested in going to the next level, if you want something a little stronger for your self-correcting, I encourage you to take a look. That's at mindforbody.com, mindforbody.com, and click the products tab and you'll see the journeys available there. For other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. There is loads of great content to feed your mind, body, and spirit. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to share your soul's gift. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.